Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Prayer changes things. Paul exhorts the church in Thessalonica to pray without ceasing. And to the Philippians, he said, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." As a young child in church, I often heard about the importance of prayer and how it can change your life. In fact, in Matthew 21, Jesus says, "If you shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." And again in Luke chapter 11 and elsewhere throughout the Bible, we are told, "Ask and it shall be given you." While moving mountains isn't usually something we need to pray for, God can certainly do the impossible. A sudden cure of cancer, an unexpected monetary windfall, or a seemingly unattainable relationship is favorably resolved. Well, my 9-year-old self thought that was a great thing to be able to do. At that time, the Engineer Bill TV show was promoting a giveaway. The prize was a child-size electric-powered car you could drive around your neighborhood. And all you had to do was send in a postcard with your name and address on it. I sent in my postcard right away. And then I started to pray. "Dear God, please, please, I want to win this car. Please let me win it. If I win it, I will thank you forever. Amen. Love, Danny." I prayed without ceasing, every day and every night before bed. When the day came for the prize to be awarded, I was glued to the TV set, waiting for the announcement. As you might suppose, when the announcement finally came, I didn't win. I was heartbroken. I was more than disappointed. I was devastated. With teary eyes, I asked my mother, "Why didn't I win the car when I prayed so hard for it?" My mother taught me an important lesson that day. She told me that God always answers prayer, but in one of three ways. He can say yes, he can say wait, or he can say no. I'd gotten his no response. So being the dejected little buckaroo that I was, I wiped away my tears, accepted the results, and moved on to other childish activities. A little sadder, but wiser. I continued to pray for stuff as God wants me to do, but now I understood that was no guarantee that God's answer would be yes. So what is prayer? And can we count on it to bring forth results? Prayer is simply having a little talk with God. And it's an activity in which God wants us to engage. Psalm 19 says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord." And in Psalm 10, we are told, "Oh, you hear, O Lord, the afflicted, and you listen to their cry." In prayer, we praise God, give him thanks, and we share our thoughts, joys, and sorrows with him aloud or just from our hearts. He listens too, and he listens to it all. Even though he already knows what is in our hearts, in 1 John we are told that we should have confidence in approaching God, since everything we ask according to his will, he hears us, And in John 14, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. How's that for results? So be careful what you ask for. Sometimes when God answers our prayers, the answer is not what we expected. Once upon a time, a pastor went bear hunting. He spotted the bear and he fired and he fired and he fired again until all his bullets were gone. And he missed every time. The bear kept coming after him. Despite desperate, the pastor prayed, "Dear God, please make a Christian out of this bear." When the bear reached the minister, it sat down on its hind two legs, brought its two front paws together and prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus, be my guest, and let this gift to me be blessed." Think about it. Are you really sure you want everything you ask for? Remember, you have a God who answers prayer. How then should we pray? Jesus teaches us to pray with humility and to pray primarily in the privacy of our homes. In Luke chapter 18, he tells the parable of the Pharisee and the publican praying in the temple. The Pharisee boasted to God in a loud voice about all his good works, his fasting, his tithing. He even thanked God that he was not like the publican over there standing in the shadows. On the other hand, the publican wouldn't even look up as he beat his chest and simply said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Whose prayer do you think was more acceptable to God? When we pray, we should pray with humility. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us not to pray as the hypocrites do, standing in the synagogues or on the street corner, because they like to be seen by others in their fake piety. We should instead pray in our rooms behind closed doors and pray to our God in secret, who can see in secret but will reward us openly. Praying in a public worship setting is certainly acceptable as long as it is not boastful or ostentatious. Also, we shouldn't pray using worthless repetition. God hears and knows what's in our hearts. The foolish think that by saying a great many words, they will have a better chance of God listening to them. So keep it short, concise, relevant, and respectful. Jesus himself gave us the example of how to pray. One of his disciples came to Jesus and asked him to teach all of them to pray, even as John the Baptist had taught his disciples. Jesus replied by saying, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" As true believers, we trust and speak to our one true Father as his true children. As our Holy Father, he is watching over us from his throne in heaven. And as the one true God, his name is indeed holy. Therefore, our response should be to love, honor, glorify, and trust in him in all our doings. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." The kingdom of God is indeed first, and it is our duty to help build it. May it grow in our hearts, homes, churches, country, and throughout the whole world. We also ask that God's perfect will be done among us and by us, even as it is done perfectly in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. God will provide all of our necessities of life, not only food, but also good health, good weather, and good government. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Surely we receive God's full and free forgiveness because of Jesus Christ. In that grace, we now will also forgive others who have sought to wrong us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Protect us from the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature that will deceive us and lead us to sin. That sin is all around us. Give us strength to reject it. And when our lives are over, take us to your home in heaven where there is no evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God our Father is all powerful. He can and will do everything he promises. We are safe in his hands. In response, we promise to give him all glory now and forever. It shall be so. That same Christ who gave us the Lord's Prayer is the one who was crucified and died for us. He rose again on the third day to atone for our sins and to save us from everlasting damnation. We ask him, that's a prayer, to help us contemplate, understand, and believe what his disciples at first could not. That he bore the sins of all so that we wouldn't have to die, but live forever with him. And all this simply by grace through God's bountiful mercy and for the sake of that holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of his Son Jesus. Because of God's grace and mercy, we do believe that Jesus rose from the dead and now reigns forever in heaven as our Savior. Therefore, when we pray, we should always pray in the name of Jesus, because our faith would be in vain without him as our Redeemer. He is the one intercessor between God and man. We don't pray to the saints. We don't ask them to pray on our behalf. We don't pray to the dead. Their fate is set. What we should do is pray for ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, and even our enemies. And when asking for favors, we should always include, if thy will be done. Finally, if you have ever been asked to say a prayer and you might be a little timid or hesitant or reluctant to do so, I have a simple mnemonic device to help you. Think of the letters of the word Acts, the New Testament book that immediately follows the Gospels. Acts, A, C, T, S. These four letters. The A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. The T stands for thanksgiving. And the S, supplication. First, give God all the glory. Secondly, confess your sins before him, knowing that he has already forgiven you. Then give him thanks for all the goodness he has done for you. And lastly, ask him to fulfill all your specific needs and requests in the name of Jesus. A simple prayer might go something like this. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and give you all glory and honor. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed and don't deserve to be called your children. We are so thankful that through your grace, you sent your only begotten Son to save us from our sins. If it is your will, we ask you to help us understand this simple statement of faith and to live it daily. We also ask for your continued guidance in our search for a shepherd to feed your flock in all truth and purity. All this we ask in the precious name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Please stand for the Te Deum.